I saw a friend today. I went to walk with her and we talked about many things like we always do when we see each other. We talk about jobs. We always start with this because we have a lot to complain about and to tell. But after we always talk about our love life, our sex life, and we talked about our partners and the things we live now with them, and also some desires we have. And I don't know how, but the conversation went on toys, because she knows I have a good collection of them, and she had questions about anal toys. That's something she never tried, anal sex or anal play, and she showed me some toys that she was curious to try, and so I told her about my experience of it. And after that, she also asked about a toy that is really famous. That's not an anal toy, that's a toy called Satisfyer that is supposed to give a lot of orgasms, clit orgasms. That's a very famous toy, and she asked me if I knew this one, and I told her yes, I have it, but even if it's called Satisfyer, I am not satisfied with it, because it's good, but I never had any orgasm with it yet. I don't say never, but I have many other toys that are more efficient with me, and all this little speech to introduce what I will do now, which is to use one of my favorite vibrators and to make me come, because I was really turned on by this little walk and this conversation with her, and I need to satisfy myself, and it will not be with the Satisfyer, because as I said, it's not that efficient on me. Oh, so yes, I came back from this little walk very turned on, for different reasons. I think one of them is that we talked about our current sex life, and I was very joyful with mine, and her not at all, because she wants to have sex. She's like needy this time, but it doesn't happen for her, so she was in a state of horniness, and she is even more explicit than me when she talks about it. So it's funny because we shock each other from time to time, and this time she was almost shocking me with her desire to suck a cock, for example. Oh, and also, I don't know, maybe her horniness was contagious, because there is nothing sexual between her and me, but seeing how needy she was, it made something to me. And we talk a lot about masturbation, and we compare our experiences with all kind of things, and I think I am very lucky because even if I don't have sex many times in the month, I can satisfy myself very much alone, and it's a big, big part of my life. That's not that's not for nothing that I share audios here. It's a way of celebrating self-pleasure, and that's what I try to explain to my friends and even family sometimes when I talk about the audios I record, because it's not a secret, even if I don't give them access to my profile, they know. And I try to explain what good it gives to me, and the main thing is the celebration of self-love, self-pleasure. I think it's beautiful to be able to give pleasure to ourselves, to be liberated with this and not ashamed of anything. And so I try with my friend to be very encouraging and I don't have the end of the sentence because my vibrator is doing its job and it's I didn't plan to talk so much. I just wanted to explain why I am horny and okay, I started with saying that my friend was contagious with her desire, and the other reason is that that we talked about toys, and this is something that always turned me on when I inform myself about toys, when I watch the new ones on a website, or when I read the descriptions. And it's rare that I do something like that with a friend, and we were at this point we were sitting and having tea in a little coffee shop with a lot of people around us, and we were watching sex toys on our phone, and it was a bit crazy because I don't know, but I adore these kind of situations. And apparently it's not only mental, because I came home with a need to come and to celebrate pleasure once again. So that's what this audio is, if it means anything. I just find super good that it's okay and it's possible to talk so freely about these things, whether it's with a friend or whether it's by recording myself. I think I am lucky, and I want to share this feeling of happiness here. And if you were strong enough to listen until this, I will now shut up and offer you and myself just pleasure until I come. Will not stop. I need to come another time. I don't know if you could hear, but someone just rang at my door, so I managed to come a second time, but I need to go and put my jean back on and go answer to the door.